Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. A jolly good show planned for you this hour of Money Power. Glad to have you all on board. Phone lines open as they always are. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia program, 844-729-7469, where we talk about your money, your business, and your life. And a lot of business owners should be much happier today. Even the small sub-S businesses and sole proprietors and partnership, because in the Senate bill, it appears as if they're going to make some kind of a deal for a pass-through entity to get some tax relief. As many of you know, most of the businesses in this country are not big C corporations, publicly traded companies. Most of the businesses, those that employ most of the people, and it's kind of hard to believe, but it's the small business community that employs most, not I wouldn't say most, but the most of the employment comes from the smaller businesses. Many times the large businesses are cutting employees because, you know, every quarter they got a share price they have to meet in order for the CEO to get their bonus. That's the way it works on Wall Street. So it's us little guys and ladies that have businesses that have been, you know, totally hosed over the years. You got FICA and Medicare. You got a self-employment tax of 15.3%. Yeah. And then you've got payroll taxes you got to meet for all of your employees. And then any profit that you leave in your business to cover next year's expenses. I mean, don't we all need an emergency fund for us personally? Well, if you own a business, what happens if you run into a bad quarter? Have you known some businesses that have had bad quarters? Yeah, well, when you're a small business owner, you can't go to Wall Street and borrow money. And usually you can't go to your bank and borrow money, especially if you're a startup business or you're a business that's making a decent amount of money, but the bank still says, oh, well, you know what? We already made you a bank loan. We want to, you know, see your payment plan for the next few years before we'll increase that line of credit. Trust me on this one. I have been there. But any money that you hold in your company under current law is subject to the maximum ordinary income tax. It's like you took it out of your business and you spent it on stuff, when in reality, it's sitting in your business. You can't really spend the money because you got payroll to meet in a few weeks and you've got government taxes to pay and so forth, but it still shows up as profit. And if you're on the accrual method, oh, I didn't want to get into accounting methodology, but sometimes you pay tax on money you don't even have at the maximum rate. So this could be a bonanza for small business. And I know there's, you know, this class warfare going on, and the business owners are getting this huge tax break. Well, you know what? Your employer is probably one of those business owners. And maybe you can go to the employer and say, hey, Mac, what do you think about this? You just got a nice tax break. And I've been busting my chops here with this company for 15 years. I haven't had a pay raise after inflation in 15 years. What do you think? Can you let loose of something? And maybe you'll get a raise out of it. Isn't that what the CBO or the analysts have said is likely to happen? People will get better income out of this. I hope that's true. Now, I am not going to go out on a limb and say the major C corporations are going to take all that money and invest it in equipment and higher salaries. We know that there's going to be a certain percentage of them that are just going to buy back their stock, bolster their stock position, maybe buy some companies and so forth. But frankly, if you have a 401k plan, that helps you too. So these are great, great times. They're great times for small business owners. Now, we also want to talk about a lesson in bull and bear markets, in particular, those so-called secular bull and bear markets. What is a secular bull or bear market? It's one of those suckers that stick around for a long time. And you can be in a secular bull or bear market for a fairly, you know, short 5-year, 3-year, 6-year period, or as long as 24, 25 years. And imagine how many bad decisions can be made over a 10, 20, 25 year period. What do you do about it? I'll get a chance to talk a little about that. But I start today with asset allocation. I know it's boring and everybody talks about it, but there are some things that you need to know, because what is being pitched on asset allocation may not be what you need for your particular asset allocation. If that sounds confusing, it is. Sit back, folks. Relax. I'll explain it to you, because that is what I do right here on the Ray Lucia program. I help you make better financial decisions. All right, so asset allocation. And a lot has been written on how you need to change your allocation over time. There's really three methodologies for doing that. At the very least, three, but there are three main ones. And I only like one of the three. First, there's the age-based approach. That one seems the most logical, and frankly, I think it's one of the most damaging. And then, of course, you have the valuation-based approach. This is a little more technical, where you look at the markets and you say, well, the markets are undervalued, so I'm going to load up on stocks, or the markets are overpriced, so I'm going to pare back on stock. And that requires you to know when the markets are overpriced or underpriced. Here's the problem with that. The markets have been overpriced for as long as I can remember post-crash. They almost instantly became overpriced. And today, the cyclically adjusted price-to-earnings ratio is somewhere around 30, about double, almost double what it has been historically. So, in other words, nobody would have invested if you followed that model over the last few years. You'd say, well, the market valuations are a little too rich for me. I'll wait for them to come down. Well, you would have left about 16% compounded per year on the table for the last umpteen years. And then there is the approach that I do like, although I don't call it this, but it's the same essential concept, something called a funded ratio. And the way I look at that is basically, how close are you right now, based on how much money you have and how much you anticipate saving, to getting enough in the bank, so to speak, so that you have an ample amount of money, an ample amount of money to retire in comfort and safety. Okay, let's get to a phone call real quick. We have Paul out in Massachusetts asking a question. Paul, thank you for calling us. How can we help you, buddy?
Thanks, Ray. If a woman's collecting on the spousal benefit and she is older than the spouse, does she have to wait till he is full retirement age to get the 50%? Her being old account.
She can collect Social Security based on his full retirement age once she reaches her full retirement age. So the 50% number is based on her age relative to his benefit. So, and she's probably got to be at least 66 today to get the 50% number. Is she 66 or older?
I believe in January she will be 66.
Yeah, then she
so
should...
They did make it for that benefit, yeah.
Yeah, then she should be able to collect on her husband's full retirement age benefit because she is of full retirement age.
Even though he's only 64?
Even though he's only 64.
That's great. When are you going to get back together with the Brain Trust?
Well, I created the Brain Trust, as you know. And,
yeah, I do.
Maybe someday in the next 6 or 8 months. As you know, those guys work way harder than I do at this point.
He's doing 3 hours. You're doing two, right?
I'm doing two and doing my own show prep. But I also have guests and all that other stuff, and they have a rare guest. So I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I gotta get a permission slip from my wife, Paul, all right?
All right. Well, I thank you for all you've done, and I'm a big fan, and helped me many times.
All right. And say hi to my buddies, all right?
Okay.
Take care. That's Paul out in Massachusetts. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. If you want to get on board, the call is free. The advice... priceless, right here on the Ray Program. Don't go away.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal and it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Marriages appear to be complex and difficult. Turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we're talking about asset allocation today. And the first one that I mentioned before the break anyway, is this so-called target date allocation, where it's based on your age prior to retirement. The younger you are, the more aggressive the portfolio. The portfolio becomes more conservative as you get older. And there's two types. There's the approach that takes you to retirement, and the approach that takes you through retirement. In other words, it stops reducing how much money you're allocating to safe stuff once you hit retirement in the one approach. The other approach is it keeps getting more and more conservative as you get older. I am vehemently opposed to this for a number of different reasons. But Wade Fowle has written about this. And what he has said is, interestingly enough, this particular approach does not line up with much of the retirement income research. So why is it that the government requires companies to use a target date fund as the default setting for anybody that joins a 401k that doesn't do their own asset allocation? It's required. It just doesn't make sense. In Bill Benjen's, what he calls his safe withdrawal rate research, he argued that maintaining 50% to 75% in equities throughout retirement is the best approach. There is a huge disconnect between 50 to 75% throughout retirement and reducing the equities in your portfolio every year throughout retirement. That defies logic. You might also recall that I have talked about a study that Fowle and Kitsis have done in the past. And that is where you actually increase the allocation to equities. Yeah, you heard me right. You start retirement with about 30, 35% in equities, 60, 65% in fixed income investments. And then every year throughout retirement, you increase it by a percent or two, up to a certain percentage, maybe 70, 80% stock. Oh, that drives a lot of people crazy because you're making the portfolio riskier as someone gets older. But as I have also mentioned, the 15-year cycle thing works to your advantage there. If you start out retirement with 30, 35% in equities and increase it a little bit each year, that 60, 65, 70% that you end up with safe money will carry you well into a minimum of 15 years. So that being said, when we look at 15-year cycles, now the past is certainly no guarantee of the future, but when we've looked at 15-year cycles, as you've heard me say many times, even if you started out with a crappy one and spent all of your safe money, the next 15 years invariably is 300, 400 basis points over the historical average for the stock market. And if you start out with a really good 15-year cycle where you're doing that 300 or 400 percentage points, or basis points, I should say, over the historical average is 9, 10%. You're getting 12, 13% for the first 15 years. Heck, the next 15 years, you can afford to do 4%. Not going to matter because that account will have grown so much during the first 15 years. So this increasing equity strategy has been researched out, and it's better than the decreasing. You got to start low, though. You have to start with 30, 35% in stock. Why is that important? It's important because of the sequence risk. So here's what he says. The Fallon-Kitsis approach is a risk management technique that provides an alternative to Benjen's 50 to 70% allocation. When tested against Benjen's approach, Fowl found that the U-shaped allocation supported spending rates that are equal to or greater than the spending rates with a higher flat allocation to equities while reducing risk by lowering the average stock allocation over a retiree's lifetime. Even so, Fowl admits that rising glide paths remain a controversial strategy. You bet. So let's talk about U-shaped. In a U-shaped strategy, while you are still working, you are in fact reducing, like a target date fund, the amount committed to equities. So you may be 100% equities at 35, but at 55, you may be 70% equities. And that number declines down to, let's call it 35%, flattens out, and then goes up like a U. That, to me, makes a lot of sense. But then we get to the valuation-based approach. This one, from an academic standpoint, looks really good. But from a practical standpoint, the dog doesn't hunt. Because they say, well, when the market, and I don't want to get too technical, but when the PE 10 or the CAPE ratio, the price-to-earnings ratio, cyclically adjusted, is low, you load up on stocks, and when it's high, you reduce your allocation to stock because most of the time it's a decent predictor of longer term rates of return until it doesn't predict. And what we've seen the last decade or so is this number has been way off. It hasn't predicted virtually anything in the last 5, 6, 7 years because the market's been high. We talked about it being high priced a year ago. We're going to talk about it in January again. We start the year. Every year we talk about what's the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio. What can you anticipate over the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? And most everybody has been saying, oh, the next 10 years are going to be horrible for stocks, right? Well, maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. The valuation-based approach, in my opinion, causes you to make a gamble on whether or not the PE 10 will continue to be a reasonable predictor of the future. I suggest it hasn't been that good of a predictor in the past. Then there's the funded ratio allocation. Now, this is the way pensions do it, and it's the way I've done it for years, even though I've never called it that. Liabilities are matched to assets. You have heard me talk about that. You've heard me say this before. If you need to eat tomorrow, that's a short-term liability. And so, therefore, you'd go out short with your asset to fund that need for purchase of food. And if you need to eat 15, 20 years from tomorrow, that's a long-term liability, and you can afford to put that money in long-term investments. And the funded ratio approach is simply pulling out your calculator and making a determination based on where you are today and how much you're saving, what percentage of the amount that you'll need is already banked. When we come back, I'll do a calculation for you, and we'll get into secular bull and bear markets. It's lesson plan day today right here on the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we've been talking about the different ways that you can allocate your assets for retirement. The first one is this so-called target date mentality, where you actually decrease the amount of money that you allocate towards stocks as you get older. I don't like that for a number of different reasons, as I mentioned. Then there's the valuation base, which I also don't like, because now you've got to put the green eye shades on and do some kind of magical calculation to determine whether the market is overvalued or undervalued, which the pros can't figure that stuff out. I mean, they can tell you today that it's overvalued, but it was overvalued a year ago. Did anyone think the market was going to go up 25% in the past year since Donald Trump? No. And how about the last two or three or four or five or six or seven or 8 years? It's been a phenomenal run. Most of the time, those markets were overvalued. You wouldn't have invested your money. So I don't like that one. The one that I like more, they call the funded ratio idea. And if you want to know what your funded ratio is, I'll be happy to do the calc. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Let's say that you're 55 years old. I'm going to make these numbers up as I go. You're 55 years old. You want to retire at age 67, normal retirement age, okay? So you've got 12 years before you retire. You're married, and you want $100,000 of spendable income when you're 67. So I write down $100,000, and I ask you, well, how much will Social Security provide for you and your spouse? And you look at the calculator, the Social Security calculator, and it says $45,000. So both of you combined have $45,000 of monies coming in. There's no other pensions, but you do have $400,000 in your retirement account, and you and your spouse are contributing with company matches $25,000 bucks a year. I'm making up all these numbers. So you're $55,000 short. What inflation rate do we need to assume? Remember, Social Security will keep pace with inflation. So we only have to worry about that 55 grand. Let's say it's the Fed target rate of 2%. So I plug into my calculator, 55,000 today at 2% inflation, 12 years from now, is $70,000. So you need 70,000 bucks per year. How long are you going to live? You're 67, let's say 102, 35 years for the second of you. So if I want 35 years of 70,000 bucks a year in payments, and I can earn, what, 3.5% over the rate of inflation, say a 5.5% rate, I plug in 3.5%, and I get to $1.4 million. Okay, that's what you got to get to. That you're, if you had $1.4 million on the day you retired, you've got a funded ratio of 1. You're 1-to-1. That's what they're talking about. So how close is this fellow? Well, he's got 12 years before he retires. He's got $400,000 bucks in investments. He's putting $25,000 away in payments each year, and he's going to earn about, what, 3.5% over the rate of inflation. So he gets to about $1 million, right? So he's got $1 million of $1.4 million. So 1 divided by 1.4 is, he's at 0.71. Now, if he can earn, you know, more than 3.5% on his money, if he can earn 5 or 6% on his money, he's probably 100% funded. So what you do is you say, okay, we've got a couple of choices here. One choice is we try to increase your rate of return. Maybe you're being a little too conservative. You're only making on total 3.5% over the rate of inflation, a 5.5% return. What if you can get that to 6 or 6.5%? then your number comes down and your funded ratio number goes up. How might you do that? Well, there are a few things you could do. You could add a real estate component to the portfolio. Non-correlating asset, direct owned real estate produces a nice income. Let me ask you a question. Do you think you could go out, you know, with $100,000 or $200,000 and buy some real estate, maybe use some leverage and get a 6 cap, a 6% yield on your money? Because if you can, there's 6% right there. Now, granted, you've got expenses. You might have some years we only make 3 or 4, but there's also potential appreciation. How often does real estate not appreciate over a 12-year period? You got to make that decision. I'm not in that game anymore. I used to be, but I'm not in that game anymore. Your advisor can help you with that. There's another thing that you can do. You can purchase a deferred lifetime income annuity that kicks in 12 years. And the money that you put in would likely double by then, at least. So if you put in of your $400,000, $100,000, it would be guaranteed more than likely to be worth at least $200,000. And then you can probably take somewhere in the vicinity of 5.5% out, guaranteed for the rest of your life. So now you've got less money that you need to fund for, because you've got, of the $70,000 you need to fund for, you got $10,000-$15,000 coming in. So this is why having your assets matched to your liabilities is critical. So this guy's 12 years away from retirement. Does he need short-term money other than an emergency fund? No. Does he need some intermediate-term money? Maybe a little bit. Maybe to take him through the first, 3 years of retirement. Because remember our 15-year rule? If I've got enough money to take me through the first 15 years, then the next 15 years is likely to be pretty good. So he's got 12 years already bought because he's going to keep working for 12. Now, I'm assuming he's got disability insurance if he gets disabled. He's got adequate health insurance and long-term care. All the risks are managed, and he's got an emergency fund, okay? That's all on the back burner. So we're just strictly talking about his investment portfolio. The first 12 years are taken care of with his job, but the next 3 aren't. So I need 3 years of $70,000, that's $210,000. So if I want to be cute, I say $210,000 12 years from now at, say, a 4% discount rate is about $125,000. So out of his $400,000, I take $125,000 of it and I put it into something like an annuity, like bonds, like real estate, like something that doesn't correlate with the rest of his assets. And that money will last him at least the first 3 years at $70,000. The other $275,000 plus $25,000 a year, I can now be super aggressive with. So if I have $275,000 and $25,000 in payments, and I get 8% on my money over the next 12 years, over the next 15 years, there's $1.5 million in the bank. How much did he need? 1.4. What's his funded ratio? 1.1. He is overfunded by using strategy. That, I hope you took notes, because that's how you do it. You want me to do it for you? I'm happy to do it. Shoot me an email. Say, Ray, calculate my ratio. Now, I don't do it exactly the way some of the finance professors do, but I did it that way, and that's pretty simple to understand. I try not to get in the weeds. This is all basic mathematics and strategy to go along with the mathematics. There's never been a 15-year period in all of history where the S&P lost money. I said earlier that the Dow lost 1.5%. Over the period that ended in 1982, from 66 to 82. Yeah, that's true. But the S&P didn't, with dividends reinvested. And remember the 15-year cycle. So critically important that you use strategy with this concept of the funded ratio. And that will make retirement a piece of cake for you, because you will know almost to the penny, based on certain hypothetical assumptions, whether or not you are fully funded or on pace to fully fund your retirement. Okay, unfortunately, I blew through my secular bull and bear market, but I've got a business spotlight and emails coming up just ahead. Make sure you stick around. This is the one talk show in America you must tune into every day. The Ray Lucia Show. That's me, and I'll be back.
Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down.
This song dedicated to Harvey Weinstein, John Connors, whatever his name is, and all the other people whose eyes are wanderers. And something else is wandering, too. Man alive, have you ever seen something like this before? It's been going on for years and years, and now it's finally coming to the surface, and you and I get to pay for all these Congress people's indiscretions. It's a sin. It really is. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. Joining me on the show, it's time to do a little business spotlighting here. Dirk Smith joins us. He is the owner and president of Sports Destination Network. This is a cool business. Hello, Dirk. How are you doing today?
All right. Pleasure to meet you.
All right. So tell me exactly what you guys do.
In layman's terms, we're a third-party site selection company. So basically, a client would come to us and say, we're having a corporate meeting, a product launch, a think tank, a board meeting, a sales meeting, whatever the process may be. And then they come to us with their specs. We would then use our buying power and our contacts to reach out to different hotels and come back with options and provide them for the client. In essence, it's kind of like being a broker. If you were an insurance broker or a real estate broker, whatever the case may be, could the client do it on their own? Certainly. But can they do it faster and better with somebody like us? Then that's the course of action they would take.
You know, I have been to many, many, many conferences. I've spoken at a lot of them, and some are really, really good and really well done. I've planned a few for my own companies in the past, and I just did an event for our church, and it is a lot of work to try to do this stuff yourself, and sometimes you screw it up, eh?
Yes. I was actually 6'2" and had a lot more hair when I started this job. I'm actually about 30 years old. No, just kidding. But yeah, there is a lot of pressure on this. Clients want information very quickly. Sometimes they don't understand the industry as much as we do at our end and try to explain that to them in a terms and thought process that they can accommodate. So yes, it's very challenging. But I've been doing it since the mid-90s. I love it. I never get tired of it. Every single day, I love the challenges. I love the thought processes that go involved. And working within the hotel industry, it's great.
Now, you've worked with a lot of companies out there doing this sort of thing. Where does sports fit into this?
Well, that's a great question. I used to be the travel director for the San Francisco Giants for 12 years. And then I left that company to form my own, with, at the time, focused on sports businesses. So I grew to handle all the meetings for Adidas, Reebok, TaylorMade Golf, Rawlings, Mizuno, entities like that. And through referrals and happenstance and people reaching out to me, I've got nonprofits. I've got Boys and Girls Club of America. I've got security companies. Google reached out to me about 3-4 years ago to do a program, and now they've become my biggest non-sports client. So the name sports is when I first started the company, to focus on sports businesses. But at this stage, I've got an eclectic group of clients that I utilize, So it doesn't make much difference at this stage what the actual name of my company is, as much as the thought processes go involved in getting these pieces of business done for my clients.
Now, you know, I've done some booking myself, and of course, I was acting as my own agent when I was doing public speaking at a lot of these financial workshops, and that's quite exciting. Do you do all of that booking as well? Do you bring talent in to either speak or, you know, bands to play for the ball and all that stuff?
Well, I can, but my main forte and my focus is taking care of the actual finding a hotel, making sure the specs work, getting the clients what they want, the rates that they want, the concessions they want, the contractual obligations that they want. And most of the time, my clients have enhanced event companies internally that would go out and get their speakers or their entertainment, et cetera. But I have done things in the past where I've done some retreats and stuff. And I was one time we once booked Jay Leno for a program. We've done famous athletes, et cetera. But for the most part, my main forte and my main focus is getting the hotel, letting the clients implement.
Okay, so I want to take my whole crew here to Hawaii. I've been promising them that for years. Can you help us find a decent rate at a hotel?
Absolutely. For the most part, to be a group business, you have to have at least one night of 10 rooms. Now, you can have hundreds of nights, but you have to be at least one night of 10 rooms to be considered a group and work with the sales offices. And typically, if you looked online and you saw a rate, the group rates are typically 15 to 20% less than that, all things being equal. So those are some of the processes that we can involve. We can access those rates. But with that comes also the contractual obligations of performance and fulfillment. But if you're confident of your program, yes, absolutely, I can help you with Hawaii. Just did one the other day for a client.
I just got back a few weeks ago. Listen, what about Travelocity and Priceline and all these different companies that do this stuff? People are encouraged to do it themselves because they can get a super cheap rate. Can you actually save beyond that? Hotels.com, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, the difference between those kind of companies and me is those companies are all individual travel, and mine are all group travel. So there, you can't do groups on Travelocity, for example. You'd have to do it to the sales offices of the hotels. So that's the difference.
Okay, I'm thinking Maui. I'm thinking Christmas holidays, really expensive. Can you put together 10 rooms? I know we've got about 7 people here, but we figure we'd bring Harvey Weinstein with us. He's going to need 3 rooms.
Well, you're also picking, it's like when you pick between Christmas and New Year's in Hawaii, that's like picking around the Super Bowl weekend as well.
I know.
There's just some oceans and rivers that I can't part. So no, I don't know if I can help you that much. I could probably get you a little bit of a discount. But at that time, hotels have a matrix involved in how they look at what they sell for group rooms versus transient rooms on an individual basis. So yeah, I could do my best for you, but I wouldn't know until I tried.
No, I could have used you about a decade plus ago when I took 21 of us, my whole family and extended family, to the Grand Wailea.
Yeah.
I'm still paying for that one, by the way. Listen, Dirk, this is awesome. If people want to get a hold of you, is it easy for them to go to sd9.com?
They can go to sdninc.com, and there is a contact us page there that they can reach out to us, and my staff, absolutely. For the most part, again, just the main consideration is that you need to be at least 10 rooms on one night to be a group. And then from that point, we can talk about what services we can provide. And I should add that there is no cost to utilize a company like ours. We take a commission from the hotels for the placement of the business, and they consider the cost of using the cost of business. So therefore, there's no fee to the client.
I'd love to talk to you again. This is a brilliant strategy for individuals. As I said, I've done a lot of this over the course of my life, either as a speaker or when we did company meetings, and I've done them all over the place, and it's a very, very difficult job. It's sdninc.com, Dirk Ray Smith. Gio, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at Ray.
Amen.